Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it is Friday. We are walking the walk. Vance Brand got you here with me, or more accurately, I'm here with you.
Either way, we're together.
At the WAUK 540 AM studios, The Shaw, right here in glorious downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. And we're gonna fill this place up, man. We're gonna party like it's a Waukesha party, apparently. Fancy Brian, I've got lots of invited guests. They include the incomparable former U.S. Attorney James Santel. All the legal questions you've been dying to ask, save them for hour two in James Santel. Or you could hold on for the alternative legal eagle, the other one. I understand Dom's driving it right on down here. Now, James is coming to the Waukesha studios, James Santel. And then Dominic is carpooling with Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn.
See, now my anticipation for her being here has gone skyrocketed now, because with Maggie Dawn, if she's going to show on her own, you never know until she's there, because you know she's an important lady. She's got stuff to do, and I trust me, the stuff she's doing is way more important than what we got. But that young lady, if she's getting driving down here by Dom, I'm probably going to see her.
Car service.
Yeah.
And if she's got a ride here and a ride home, that means she can do whatever she needs to do.
I think she does that anyway.
Badgers tipping off tonight in the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that game. I'm going to watch that here in the Shaw, here in Waukesha.
This place is going to be lit.
It is. We got Fancy Brian here and Evan back in the world headquarters, Devil Radio in Madison. And you all across the nation listening on the Devil Radio app. And perhaps even the side channel, The Shaw, Kasha. Couple of thoughts. The Real Patriots, listen on the Devil Radio app. Unless you're listening on one of our fine affiliates across the nation, then I'm not trying to, you know, step on any of my friends' toes. AM 950 in Minneapolis, you keep listening there. And WCPT 820 AM in Chicago, you keep listening there. And our friends out in Eureka, they got the Twin Billing, 1480 AM, and the Devilish 92.7 FM. Well, you can keep listening right there. But if you want to hear the greatest radio show ever, some people say, wherever you go, you know, going to the can, going to the bank, wherever you're going, man, you can take the app with. You can listen right there. Take me with, take Don with, take Fancy Brian with. Well, don't take him to the bathroom. You know,
I'm just picturing multiple stalls playing Devil Radio apps coming out of them. That's just funny.
Coming out of every stall. Every stall in America should be playing this program right now. So anyways, unless you're listening on your local affiliate, and then, you know, bring the whole transistor radio in. Or a boombox, whatever works for you.
Pond. Boom. Pool.
Pool.
Pool. Pond would be good for
pond
you.
Pond good for you. Fancy Brian, why don't you start here today? There is more litigation afoot against the former president. And this has been a case that has been going on for years. And it's the case of E. Jean Carroll. And E. Jean Carroll, well, I better read into this article a little bit. I don't want to mischaracterize, because she is one of 21 different women that have credibly accused the former president of some form of sexual assault, more or less. From groping to raping. I mean, it, you know, kind of runs the spectrum. But let me tell you what the federal judge had to say to the Trump team today. A federal judge on Friday denied former President Trump's effort to countersue E. Jean Carroll, the writer who accused him of raping her in the 1990s, and filed a defamation lawsuit after he unleashed personal attacks on her while in office. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan rejected Trump's retaliatory effort. A little retaliation from the former president. Wasn't enough. He directed retaliation at this private citizen when he was the president of the United States. I mean, this wasn't like he said, she said. I mean, he was leveling the MAGA forces, MAGA world against this woman. So anyways, U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan rejected Trump's retaliatory effort in a scathing 23-page decision in which he criticized the former president's bad faith litigation. Does Trump know any other kind? Bad faith litigation tactics aimed at delaying the case. Here is what the judge said. Kaplan, taken together, these actions demonstrate that the defendant's litigation tactics have had a dilatory effect and indeed strongly suggest that he is acting out of a strong desire to delay any opportunity plaintiff may have to present her case against him. Doesn't want to be held accountable for, let's say, allegedly raping a woman and then claiming she was lying about it the whole time. Alina Haba, an attorney representing Trump, said they would continue to fight Carroll's lawsuit. Because, of course, that's all he knows how to do. Fight, fight, fight. Deny strongly, right? Because denials are only effective if they're strong denials. Think Putin. I don't know why he would, though.
But he denied it very strongly.
Very strongly.
I looked him right in the eye. I could tell.
Well, we are disappointed with the court's decision today. Again, this is, you know, the Trump lawyer. If it was Trump, I'd do the voice. But we are disappointed with the court's decision today. We eagerly look forward to litigating this action and proving at trial that the plaintiff's claims have absolutely no basis in law or in fact. Well, that's what the defendant's attorney is supposed to say, right? Well-paid attorneys, they always say something to that effect. Trump moved to file a countersuit in January, accusing Carroll of leveling false accusations and filing a meritless lawsuit. Well, that's something he and his legal team know something about. For the sole purpose of harassing, intimidating, punishing, or otherwise maliciously inhibiting Trump's First Amendment rights. Oh, yes, this private citizen's just trying to muzzle Donald Trump as if that were even possible. The motion also asked Kaplan to reward attorney fees and damages to Trump, because that's the only way the Trump attorneys are ever going to get paid.
They know the gig going in.
That is the only way you get paid. If you prevail, you get paid, because then the other side has to pay your attorney's fees. But if you lose, you get stiffed like everyone in Trump's life. And while Trump was still in office, he moved to have the Justice Department intervene on his behalf and represent him in the case. If successful, that effort would doom Carroll's lawsuit, since such defamation claims cannot be brought against government officials acting in their official capacity. I could not believe that the U.S. Department of Justice, at least for a time, adopted this attitude under Bill Barr, right? The U.S. government was going to take up the role as defendant in an E. Jean Carroll defamation suit in which she accuses the former president of raping her and then lying about it. But if he was substituted as a defendant by, let's say, the U.S. government, and he was only acting in an official capacity, you know, just backhanding private citizens as the president of the United States, well, then it's all kosher. And because, of course, you can't sue the president for any official act, well, then everything must be dismissed. And while this woman never brought criminal charges, her pursuit of justice would be snuffed out entirely. So the judge basically bitch-slapped Trump and his lawyers for trying to retaliate against a woman that filed the original suit. A little bit more here. While Trump was still in office, he moved to have the Justice Department intervene on his behalf, we talked about this, and represent him in the case. If successful, that would have doomed Carroll's lawsuit. Kaplan denied the Justice Department's effort, and that decision is currently on appeal. So the same judge said, you may not do that. And it was sort of strange. The Biden Department of Justice actually initially, upon the turn of administration, had not like withdrawn this effort on behalf of the former president. But this judge did. Kaplan did. The judge said on Friday that the move to countersue, which came more than 2 years, 2 years after Carroll filed her defamation suit, appeared to be part of a trend of tactics to suppress or delay the case. Yes, absolutely, sir. Pardon me. Plaintiff's only claim in this case is a single count of defamation. It could have been tried and decided one way or the other long ago. The record convinces this court that the defendant's litigation tactics, that's Trump, whatever their intent, have delayed the case to the extent that readily could have been far less. Granting leave to amend without considering the futility of the proposed amendment. In other words, there's no merit to any countersuit. Needlessly would have had would make a regrettable situation worse by opening new avenues for significant further delay that would unduly prejudice plaintiff, which in my view is a motive for defendant's position in this motion. My client, E. Jean Carroll, and I could not agree more, according to her counsel. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, doing it live in the Shaw today. Got Fancy Brian right over there. Dom's joining later. We got former U.S. Attorney James Santel. He's joining us in the 4 o'clock happy hour. And then the happier hour is going to be damn happy with Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. And you can be a part of this big show anytime you want. Lines there always open. 844-967-2789. Is this the worst thing? I mean, I know Donald Trump's done a hell of a lot of bad things as the president. But is this perhaps amongst the worst he's done? I'd like to get your opinion when we come back. Walk the walk.
So many people are walking around now without legs and without arms.
I wonder if you're the worst person I've ever met.
I'm going to be dating her in 10 years.
You are the worst human being I have ever met.